ID, please.
Yo. Yo guys, welcome back to another episode of Let's Talk French. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. Before we get into it, don't forget to like, follow, share and subscribe.
Enfield. Nah, I don't know why I'm doing this. You know what I'm gonna, I feel like, you know, this is perfect to talk about with you two. Because we I don't know why, even though it hasn't got much relevance yet, but we both done eco and business together. So I feel like
damn right.
We can't go wrong with this. You know what I mean? Like we come from the same not same knowledge, but you know what I mean? Like we have the same what's the word portage?
Wait, why me?
Background.
Background, yes, Joel. Background.
See that A level English.
Yeah.
Oh my days.
My, it's funny for like Taj, what do you think about the whole 9 to 5? I've been on Clubhouse, but I wasn't on Clubhouse, innit? But I saw it on Twitter, innit? And I saw like there were people, just bare people just downplaying the whole 9 to 5 thing. So, what do you think about 9 to 5?
Ah, gosh, I don't even know where to start with this because, do you know, what it is I think. I'm gonna start from like what everyone thinks is like the best way to actually work and make money, isn't it? So it's like this whole entrepreneurship stuff. I think that's what people always seem to say, that 9 to 5 is nonsense and everyone should be an entrepreneur and nothing else. And I always say this, yeah, fam, everyone wants to be an entrepreneur until it's actually time to be an entrepreneur. Because like I'm telling you, I look at all of this stuff on social media, yeah, and it's like you have this perfect lifestyle of just, oh yeah, you have fast cars, a big house, you know, all these women, and you get to travel in private jets and stuff. Like, that's not the reality of being an entrepreneur. Like, it's actually tough going. It's so, so hard. And when you're like a 9 to 5, if, say, for instance, you're working, let's just say, I don't know, you're an investment banking firm. If something goes wrong, you can go to your manager and be like, "Aye, boss, I don't know what's going on right now. I need help."
Well, it's sweet.
But then if you're an entrepreneur, people are turning to you like, say, excuse me, Mrs. Carroll, could you tell me how to?"
And I'm like, "Yeah, sure, can I help you with that?"
You know what I mean? Like, there's no help. Like, it's actually scary and lonely to be an entrepreneur. But like, to go back to what you asked me before, like, yeah, 9 to 5, yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Like, there's nothing wrong with being part of like an organization, being like an important cog in that machine. Like, there's nothing wrong with it.
That's what I believe. I feel like even you saying that, yeah, I feel like even though we are saying 100% true, yeah, I feel like bare people dismiss the fact that there's just so many benefits that you get as well that people ignore. Like, even which I don't want to be all like cool. There's a lot of women, for example. I don't want to be a prick in it. I'm also a female myself, but it's like stuff like maternity leave, well, innit?
Oh yeah.
You get that with a firm, but I'm pretty sure if you're like 8 months pregnant and you're running your own shit, you're 8 months pregnant running your own shit, stressed, you know?
Yeah, like, bruv, if you're an entrepreneur and you're pregnant, like, that's when you're in that labor, bruv, you're gonna be answering phone calls.
Do you know what I mean? Oh yeah, I'm 1 second, 1 minute, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's 1 second contraction.
And like, I'm just pushing, push. Oh, and you're on the phone call as well.
Do you know what I mean? But it's like there's the maternity stuff there. I don't know 100%, but I'm pretty sure that I forgot the time period here, but I know that when you give birth or something, I think the men and the women, there's a certain amount of time they have to go back to work. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah,
you
get that women have like a year. I'm pretty sure women get like a year still.
Is it? How much do men get? Like, are they?
We get like a few weeks or so. I can't remember. I know we get bare though.
Nah. What else is there? Like,
that's, no, they're trying to do equality.
I'm good. Like, we don't even need to do that conversation today, thanks.
Like... if you get like gym memberships, you can get like company cars, you get phone bills, you get everything.
Even bare, like, things. Do you know what I mean? But it's like, obviously, don't get me wrong, yeah, it is nice to, you know, own something and start from the I'm not saying that's bad at all, but I'm saying, like, fam, not everyone's meant to be an entrepreneur.
100%.
Like, 100%. I've got friends that do their own thing.
Yeah, I thought people make it out like it's too much, though.
What do you mean too much?
But you see, when people think of like entrepreneurs, like they always think like, oh, it's so hard. As in that, when I say that, I mean they think that you have to have this like Elon Musk type idea.
Oh, do you
know what it's
gonna make you like an entrepreneur. That makes sense. Like entrepreneurship can be something so small as well.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm trying to think of an example. Like,
bro, people I'm just doing heads and stuff. Go on.
I'm not gonna say his name, but I know someone that's what's it called? he's shot in snails. Like, it makes it sound weird. It sounds mad, but on the side, like, he's at uni. But on the side, he's like found the way of making money through snails, where he'll like flip a snail for like £3 or something, but the company will buy like 100 of them.
Oh my gosh.
Like, that's class. It's weird. You don't have to, an entrepreneur don't have to be like a CEO of like big company or anything like that. Like, it's just any other way of making like another money. Sale income.
Yeah.
Like even if you wanted to, like, for example, I don't know, this is obviously more for the men. You lot probably can't do this. I know Javel can, not you, Taj, but running your own, like, you know, painting services. That's your own stuff. You know what I mean? Like, you can own your own company that goes around and they paint the people or they do carpeting and that. Like, do you know what I mean? No one's saying to you that you have to be. Because, like, for example, I don't know if I've spoken to you guys about this year, but this whole idea of people thinking that if you're not making £1 million, you're not financially stable. I know where that's come from. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know,
that annoys me so much.
I don't know
much.
Where that came from. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, there's a lot of people. I don't want to be rude in it. Like, obviously, everyone's standard of living is different. You know you can actually be calm on, like, even a humble 60, 70, 80K. I'm not saying you should aim only for that, but people actually...
That's not even bad as well.
Do you know what I mean? Really, like, that's
always
calm,
someone
man.
Less as well.
That's calm.
Nah, I agree. I think, bruv, this is what I mean, we're all disillusioned, fam. Like, we look at social media, we think, like, we need to have all this stuff now. Like, we look at all these cars and stuff, and we think, yeah. Like, you know, to have access to these things, you need to have Kylie Jenner. Oh, my God, man, I said Kylie Jenner. Ah, Kylie Jenner,
man.
You've been mentioning Kylie Jenner since Kylie Davis.
Like, but, yeah, you don't need to have that type of money, like, to have access to these things. Like, I always say it, bro, if you saved your money, you can go on holiday every year. Without fail, you could. Like, if you and your partner said, all right, we're going to go Dubai next year, but I'll put aside a little £100, £50 per month together. You guys can go to Dubai easy next year for, like, a two-week holiday. Easy. Or, like, I don't know, if you wanted a car or a special house, you could just save towards these things, you know, doing your little 9-to-5 if that makes you happy or whatever. Like, you don't need to be a millionaire to have access to these things. Of course, you might take a little bit longer, but, you know, it's still, like, achievable.
That's what I think, is like, you don't need, like, obviously, like we just said, obviously, everyone is different, but, fam, a lot of people will be surprised. Like, for example, I don't want to throw shade at all in it or nothing, in it, because that's what I'm on, but it's like, a lot of people's parents work 9-to-5s, and you lot's lives are okay, from what I'm aware. Do you know what I mean? Like, you lot go on family holidays, and there's food at home, and there's clothes on your back, so,
yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? So, I feel like it's kind of disrespectful, because, like, fam, your mom and dad go to work.
Yeah.
Not everyone's parents, some parents do their own stuff in it. I'm saying that, for example, like, a lot of people's parents do go to work, and it's like, you've seen, even with this pandemic, like, people, like, who are my parents, were getting, in the beginning, like, you know, in the whole March thing, innit? In the proper lockdown, they were getting furlough pay, like, they were getting paid at home. It's just little stuff, like, even when you're working with someone, times like this, that family, it's kind of more secure. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not saying that working for yourself is not secure, but this one is way more. Do you know what I mean? Like, just, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Me,
I agree.
An easy life. I like an easy life. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need a
simple.
Stress.
You don't ask for much. It's a simple.
Easy.
Yeah. Do you know what it is, though? I think it all comes down to, like, I think why people are so, I don't know, angry about the whole 9-to-5 is because. Like, I think growing up, you kind of see people in movies and stuff, like, having these dead air, like, these shit jobs, pretty much, where they don't like it, they don't love what they do. So I think, so long as you love what you do, yeah, like, if you want to be an investment banker and you love that stuff, then by all means, bro, working 9 to 5 or even 9 to 10, you're gonna eat that up and love it, you know. So long as you love what you do, you know, it's not that deep, you know. Either way,
I think it's just rap. When people see rappers and whatever, that's what makes them not wanna do a 9 to 5 like that, or not even try. Like,
yeah,
they'll see someone else just getting in fast money, yeah, or whatever. Like,
yeah,
they'll just demotivate them, but. Nah, man. People work. You know what it is? People spend their money on different things. Like, I'll have to explain. If you didn't know, look at J. Cole or something like that. J. Cole is cool. He's got money or whatever. But if someone saw J. Cole, they wouldn't think he's that breaded or something like that, because he don't spend money. He don't spend his money like Lil Baby.
Yeah.
Or something like that. So someone idolizing J. Cole. In my opinion, I think someone idolizing J. Cole or someone idolizing, what's it called, Lil Baby or these others will have a different view on it. That's just how I see it. That's what you see. Yeah. If someone's spending loads of fast money or whatever, you're thinking, nah, you can't. I want to live like that. So obviously your 9 to 5 is not going to take me there.
Yeah.
Not saying J. Cole done a 9 to 5, but it's just that it's how you spend your money that will, like, or how you see people spending their money that will, like, motivate you on if you want to do a 9 to 5 or thinking a 9 to 5 will actually get you there, but actually will. It's just that hard work. People are afraid of hard work.
Man. You see that? I think you touched on a good point there as well, bruv. Like, I think something that's lost with our generation, yeah, is, like, in Islam we call it sabr, or, like, patience.
I like that you rolled the R. Yeah,
sabr or patience, yeah. We just don't have that. Like, we lack that now. So that's why when we look at, like Joel was saying, Lil Baby, all these people, like, we think, raw, like, we need to have this now, because it's, like, almost a reflection of ourselves. Like, oh, yeah, if I don't have this now, I'm a nobody, you know, I'm not doing things right, you know? But to be quite honest with you...
Everyone has their own timing.
Exactly. Exactly. That's it. Exactly. Like, it's just timing. And I think that, I'm not saying that, oh, cool, if you are an entrepreneur, that you're part of this group of people who have no patience and they just want to get quick money. That's not the case. But I'm just saying that we shouldn't look down on 9 to 5ers thinking that, oh, right, like, they're not doing anything beneficial for themselves, or they're not, like, making their own money and they're not, you know, as well off. Like, they're calm as well, like, you know
what I mean? They're very calm because these lot can still do, but it's just like, I just don't get the, literally, like what you said, I just don't even know where it came from. Do you know what I mean? And even, like you said, with the hard work, because, like, it's true about people not wanting to, like, be patient and work hard, because cool. Yeah, 9 to 5. Well, depending on how good you are, maybe the company or your qualifications,
yeah,
it may take longer for promotion than that. Yeah, but that's like with entrepreneurs. Like, there's some people that they stay at one point for a while, but there's some people that they start just like that. Do you know what I mean? So it's like you can't just assume that because you're doing this, like, next week they're gonna be on this, and then next month, like, do you know what I mean? Like, baby steps. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like people don't understand. Yeah, like, fam. I keep forgetting, what's the, I forgot the saying. I feel like it's something like, the faster it comes, what is it?
Oh, easy come, easy go.
The easy come, easy go.
Hey. Obviously, that's not for everything, but it's like, sometimes, it just be easy, like, do you know what I mean? Because you don't want to go from A to Z, you want to go from A, B, C, do you know what I mean? Like, that's what I see. Yeah. Like, you don't want to skip all the other stuff, do you know what I mean? Like,
come on. And to be honest, like, if you're someone who, like, say if you like taking risk, or like you have like these creative ideas, bro, like, I remember even in business you can be like an entrepreneur, so someone who's like within it, like if, within an organization, you know, you can still give like creative ideas, and you know, and most times they give you like a percentage or like a bonus or whatever, and of course it might not be, you might not be the, like, you know, a lot of money, but you still get a decent amount, and you still be, you know, still be able to be creative and stuff. For me, yeah, I just think that people hating on 9 to 5 is just stupid, and it says a lot about them.
I hate on 9 to 5 things.
Fam. I hate it so much.
That's where all these scammers come from, bro. You see all these people, yeah, saying, "Oh, give me a little £100 and I'll flip it for you, mate. I know how to do trading and stuff." Like,
now you're blocked.
now you're on the blacklist.
For what?
Like, all for what? Just for like a couple more hundreds in your bank account.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, was it really worth it?
It wasn't. Like, this is what I mean. Like, bruv, work towards what you like, isn't it? If you want to be a 9 to 5er, go for it. Like, there's actually nothing wrong with it at all.
I always say that. Like, literally, like, I hate, because even though, like, I study international business, that does not mean that. Don't get it twisted. Obviously, I'm not saying that I'm not interested in doing it, but fam, I definitely want to work in, like, you know, banking and consultants and that. Do you know what I mean? I'm cool with that. Like, I don't mind waking up. I'm going to work. Do you know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day,
in my suit.
See me, you know, I'm excited to go to work as in to start working. Like, you see, that's what you see I'm saying. I want to be that guy in a suit.
Yeah.
To work, like in the mornings and that. I want my own things on the side. I'm not gonna say I'm always gonna want to be that guy in a suit. Obviously, you want to take it further or whatever, being able to like, have your own thing. Well, for me, anyways.
Yeah.
But the whole idea of like me wearing a nice suit or whatever, going to work, looking. I don't know
how to explain it.
Like,
I know what you mean. You feel good. Like, mm-hmm.
It's like when you went to UBS.
UBS.
It was nice. It was like, wow. Do you know what I mean?
You can tell the quality was different. Them doors,
I walked into some doors feeling like I owned the flipping building. This girl was wearing a suit. Waiting for my secretary to come and tell me my schedule.
The water hit different, them sides. Of London.
I don't mean,
meals and biscuits and free biscuits on the table. Oh my gosh, I don't know how to act.
I definitely want to experience it though. Not even being immature yet, but even like if I start working there and like I'm single, you know how people have like an office thing. I want to experience an office that
you want them like office them office the relationship.
She wants that office drama.
We're walking past. I can imagine Ines walking past like a conference room, seeing her baby just biting her lip. I can imagine.
She's like, come to the toilet after lunch. Naughty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leave me there.
Cool. Just for the experience, man. It just looks lit. Like, obviously, don't get me wrong. Obviously, like, it can be tiring. But I feel like for example, right now, even though uni is long, like if we don't hate what we're studying, so we do it regardless. Like, I'm sure work's gonna be long, but. When you do enjoy it, fam, we're gonna enjoy, do you know what I mean? Like, you're gonna enjoy it, do you know what I mean?
I
actually can't wait for it.
Yeah, like, bro, you should be excited because I was even thinking, like, this whole thing about 9-to-5s, a lot of these businesses now, they're trying to move away from that kind of model because now they're trying to be a little bit more flexible. I was looking, bare like organizations now, like, you don't work on Fridays or anything, like, they let you go Fridays, like, you can go home. Of course, that's like, you know, 4 days a week, you're still working, but. Like, you're even able to now work at home if you want, you know, remote working because of the whole COVID thing and, like, moving forward, that's what you want to start doing and stuff. But, like, this whole 9-to-5 thing, it's never that fixed. So you'll be surprised. You have a lot more time on your hands than you realise. Of course, it's going to be hard, though.
It sounds worse than it is. It's been given, like, I don't know how to describe that.
A bad rep.
When you hear 9-to-5, like, bad reputation. It's not as bad as it sounds. Like you said about it's not always fixed as well.
Yeah.
I remember being at home during summer or whatever, my mum would go to, I'm not saying this with every job, but I remember my mum would come home one day at like 1 or at 12 and say like, well, you know, at work. She's like, yeah. Just came back early. Like, it's not like every day you're there for whatever amount. Yeah.
Do you know, it's funny though, I was even speaking about this the other day, like, bro, like, we only have like, what, 2 more summer holidays left in us and that's it.
Now, mate.
That's scary though. God forbid, but it's likely that one's gonna have COVID as well.
You know what I mean? Bunk COVID though, man. I'm tired of COVID. But quick question though, guys. I always think about this, and I see it on Twitter. Yeah, sometimes I quote tweet it, but I'm not actually. Like, you guys know me. I'm not actually joking. I'm being so serious. Yeah.
Got it.
Like, I see like people like record their kids. That are like stupid talented. If you saw your kid was like mad talented, would you lot? Like, for example, there was that little kid that went viral on TikTok about, and he was sick at acting or something. You're talking about one of you.
Okay, well, hell, you look like but shit, I get what man. You mean though.
I know what you're trying to say.
I feel like with me, like, obviously, of course, I've pushed them into school, but I'm going to, like, fam, like I said, even though, like, education and stuff is, like, Gara and that, fam, if my kid has got stupid talent, we're dropping everything and we're going to, you know what I mean? We're taking it.
So you're the type to fly them out to America if they're good at basketball?
So you pulled him out of school completely.
Nah, I hear that though.
How's it working there? What's America like? First grade, second grade? What's that?
I don't even know. Like, I don't even know how it works.
I don't understand. I don't understand America.
I don't know if they're in. I don't know if they're in like in year seven. I don't know. They can go to like eighth grade. I don't know how it works in America, but we'll do something.
Do you know this though?
I'm talking about. If they're sick, not sick, but cool. When I mean sick, I mean like fam. Like if I can see that my child has, obviously for me, I always want them to get at least, if anything, GCSE 100%. I would like my kid to do college, but you know how there's some like sports where they're taking you from 16. And I'm saying like, cool, if you get this fantastic GCSEs, you get a good A levels or B Tech or whatever they do, then we have kids. Yeah. After that, you don't have to go uni, bro. Fam, if you have this talent and you can actually blow in this, go ahead.
Yeah. You're always going to do better in something you enjoy doing. It's facts anyways. Like you're always gonna do better in something that you actually like, enjoy, you're excited to do, rather than someone forcing you to do your work, whatever, it's half hearted. Like.
Yeah, I think
there's some people that just don't do well in school and
I think I'll do the same for Inez, bro. So long as they get to like once they pass 16 and you know finish A levels, and to be honest, it's up to them. I'm not gonna force my child to go uni.
Fly. I'm saying fly. I'm saying if you don't, because in me, like I kind of beat it as well. Like you don't even have to go. I feel like being in uni, I realized that unless you need to go uni, you don't have to go uni.
Yeah, don't bother.
I beat it like. Especially, like, obviously, I need to go uni in it because obviously these men kind of need that end for me.
Yeah.
But there's certain courses, like, that cough is a bit recharged.
Wait, what?
I was trying not to say nothing. I didn't know what that cough meant.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
It's a cool word. I feel like it's just funny that I said some courses, and then I think it's funny that I said some courses, yeah, and like Taj just decided to cough. So it's like, you know, it's a bit, but anyway, I feel like there's some courses, yeah, you don't have to do uni. I feel like you can do other ways, like, and what's it called again?
Apprenticeship.
I feel like that, or other stuff, like, you know, like, I don't know about, personal training and that, but I know you can do like courses and that. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%.
To me, last year I was doing what's it called, engineering foundation year, and then the whole time I've got obviously one of my uncles does like his own engineering, has his own engineering company or whatever, and then my cousin's doing an apprenticeship with him, and I was there studying engineering that. What the fuck am I doing? These are basically like teaching me. I think there was one lesson, and they was basically like teach me basics of physics, asking me what like resistance was and all these other things. And I'm just there like, but it's hands on. This is a hands on like profession.
Yeah.
But you're here telling me about gravity and all these other type of things.
Look, like, that's not what I'm here for, mate. Like,
exactly. A degree looks nice, but it's not always needed. Like,
yeah.
Literally, it's not always needed.
Yeah.
Some people work better in a practical as well than
written
tests and written stuff.
I feel like even what you just said now, yeah, but do you know what it is? Yeah, I feel like what you just said, I don't know if you don't have the same views as me, yeah, but even you saying how the degree is not always needed, I feel like, even though that's true, I feel like, well, from what I've seen, yeah, some people, they really enforce the whole, yeah, well, uni is not all that. It's not that, like, freaking fam. I think it's a bit rude for that fam. Some of us that actually do go hard in uni, that fam, like, don't say that.
Cause... It's not needed, but at the same time, although it's not needed, like, when I say, I mean, it's not a necessity, but obviously good. Obviously, it looks good, like, you're... When think of an employer or whatever, someone sees you lot all have the same qualifications or whatever. One sees, oh, this one went to university and studied it further, and this one didn't. Like, I'm not saying you won't get a job or nothing like that. But I'm saying like, it always, that's how I've viewed it. Like going to uni, having a degree or something like that would always look better, but it's not needed. Like, no one's gonna. Hopefully, no one would.
I was just going to say, like, I remember I was speaking to, like, this recruiter, and she was saying to me how, like, even just getting a job now is so competitive. And
literally.
And she was saying how, like, cool, when you go to uni, yeah, like, having a degree, it's like, it's a good foundation, it's a good little starting block that will make you look attractive, like, to employers and stuff. But, like, of course, you need, like, the other things as well. So, like, the soft skills. So, like, communication or whatever it may be. Or if, say, for instance, you're self-taught on maybe a coding language, or you've done work experience, or you've done something like that, those extra little bits and pieces will make you stand out. Because, bruv, getting a first is not easy, but it's very, very common. Like, a lot of people are going to have, like, you know, get a first class. So now, cool, you've got a first class with the other guy called Tom. Like, what makes you better than Tom then?
Why Tom?
I don't know. I've been loving this word Tom, you know, this name. I've been saying Tommy and Tom recently. But, like, yeah, like, Tommy has a good one, like, a good little first, and you have a first. Like, what, like, separates you two? And it could be that you maybe did a work experience or an internship, or, I don't know, you did something hands-on.
I don't ever want to hear the word internship.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it either.
You know what I hear about these firms, yeah? And I hope you're not listening. Like, someone they're not listening, yeah? You know what's rude? Not only did I get rejected from one company, yeah? How can they have the audacity, yeah? Like, 2 months later to go to me. We'd appreciate it if you gave us a survey on feedback and how efficient.
Shut up.
Because you made me sit down and do all of that. I didn't get it. So don't you dare after that. Like, even, I think, the one thing that, I think I told Taj this year as well, I think it was Deloitte or something. You see Deloitte.
Oh my God, it's so long.
Joel, you know, everyone that's getting internships here, you know, I rate you higher if it's with Deloitte, because I didn't have it in me to finish it. Like, Joel.
Which one? What are you talking about? Deloitte?
This company called Deloitte, called Deloitte.
Consultancy.
D-E-L. Like, there we go. Like, Joel, me and Taj and I did it, fine. Long, like, do I gave up? Like,
like, basically, like, you do like a normal application and cover letter, whatever, you get through that, whatever. Then they make you do this thing called like a job simulation, yeah. And what it is, they have like these computers or these little animated things send you messages throughout like the whole hour. They just send you messages and you're supposed to like react to them. And then they'll make you do like these mathematical questions, looking at graphs and looking at different like statistics and all these different things. And you have limited time to try to analyze it and then give them some beautiful answer. And it's just all a mess. And it took like an hour and a bit.
It's long.
And I was sat behind my laptop thinking, why am I doing this?
I didn't too much.
But then you have someone like PwC who do games.
Taj is better than me, man.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? They do games.
Yeah, some people do games.
I think JP Morgan. They had a fun test. They had like a really nice one, but like I said, fam, like,
oh, is that again, when you were doing that nonverbal reasoning and all that?
Yeah, and I was just
nonverbal reasoning is fun.
I was just doing games.
Well, when we used to do that to you, like entries for schools, like grammar schools and whatever.
Technical
school,
yeah.
Oh, nah, that was fun. That's how I used to see
them. Nah, but right, this whole COVID thing has just ruined everything. I remember I've been trying to apply for jobs, yeah? And it got so bad, like, I started applying for cleaning jobs. I was like, yeah, let's go for it, bruv. And I was applying for all these cleaning jobs, yeah, and they were still rejecting me. I was thinking, wait, what? I looked at my CV and I was thinking, okay, cool. What don't I have that a cleaner needs?
That's actually a humbling experience. Bro.
This is the worst one. I even applied for this pyramid scheme.
Pyramid scheme?
Like, the pyramid schemes are like this scam. I know it's a scam. I just applied. I knew it was a scam. That's what in some. Oh, I wanted a job, isn't it?
You wanted someone to say yes.
I wanted a yes. Oh, and he still rejected me. How could a scammer reject me? I was so pissed off. I lost it. I was done. Flipping out. How could a scammer say
that
no to me and he wants my money? I would have given it to him as well. Bloody hell.
Just what Phil needed.
That's it, you know. I went to Phil needed. Give me like a contract to sign, bruv. There's something.
Please. On my knees.
Nah, man. But yeah. Well, hopefully, we can get past this call with nonsense.
When do you think, like, not back to normal, but actually, when do you think we'll start, like, not living life again, but start, you know, getting back?
Bruv.
I like to think in a year's time.
Yeah.
I know it sounds mad, but, like, it's kind of realistic with how, like, everyone here reacts. Like, look at lockdown now. Like, lockdown. I promise, if you got during the day, like, you're gonna see at least a couple of traffic jams.
Yeah.
Not even during rush hour.
Yeah.
There people out there, cars. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Still queues going out. I'll say an hour, hopefully. An hour, a year, hopefully.
An hour, yeah.
I am not hopeful. Fam, I was even listening to these guys, you know, like Matty Hancock. Like, this guy here was saying something about how, like,
I don't want to be silly, but you know him in touch, this cook. It just sounds very aggressive.
You know what's funny? That's what Matt Hancock.
You know what? Charge goes hard on the cock. Like, he goes what? Everywhere.
I'll say it again. The way he said that was mad. Like.
Wait, in his slacks, I say
Hancock.
Man,
no, the way it is.
It's Matt Hancock.
In his slacks, what? Because Sarge Elwood.
What was
Mr. Hancock saying? He was saying like that some person was to ask him like, do you think we'll ever be able to eliminate Corona? And this girl was saying that, well, basically we just don't know, and we're just trying to have the vaccine, and you know, hopefully it will neutralize it. Bruv, these don't know if it's ever gonna go away. So like, I think that we're just gonna it's gonna be face masks, hand sanitizer forever, bro. And there's probably gonna be like some.
You know. I was watching a video as well, and what's it called? Someone there was a doctor, a scientist. He literally said, "What's it called? That face masks don't work. Like, they're not effective against Corona." But he's like, someone obviously he's wearing it in the interview, and someone's like, "So why do you have it on now?" That like, because the rules, and then when you wear a face mask, it's actually showing that what's it called, you're trying to take it serious or whatever. But from time he said, what's it called, that it wasn't even needed. I'm just there thinking, so what are we fighting against this? Like, it's either we catch it,
or we don't.
And the scariest thing about Corona as well is that
you don't even know
how you're gonna react.
Like, yeah.
I know some people were saying, what's it called, were saying, if I get, I get, if I don't, I don't. Like, same time. Obviously, it's cool. I know you had it in as whatever. You had the like, normal way, but you know some people, you can't say before having it that you knew you was just going to be ill and then recover. Like, people are dying. People 100%. Are actually dying from it.
Like, do you know, like, 100%. Like, I feel like people are like, cool. I feel like, you know, from my experience, I can speak now because like, I had it.
Damn.
I'm not going to lie. Let me not even get into that. But what's it called? I feel like a lot of people, they think, yeah, whatever, like, okay, like what Joel said, I'll catch you, whatever, we move it, like, bro, it's more than that. Like I said, even though I'm calm now, like,
you had it good.
I started training last
year.
I had it good. Like, even though, with me, I had all the symptoms, yeah, apart from taste and smell, but at the same time, cool. You know what it is, yeah? Cool, even though I was recovering, like, quite speedy, yeah, it's like, with COVID, yeah, do you know what it is? You go through a phase where you think you're good, and you're not good, and then you're getting better. Like, I'm calm now, but I feel like I trained last week, yeah. And then I was saying to you about my breathing, innit, and my chest, and like, that's not 100% gone, because when I went training last week and that, like, that chest was tight, and like, I worked on my heart rate, freaking damn, at the breathing, it was like, cool, that's me. There's some people that still can't taste or smell. Like, there's some people that are completely weak. Like, because like, if I lose weight, like, you know what I mean? People don't really beep it. And the worst case scenario of people is the death. It's that, bro, like, it's not funny. That's what I'm saying. Like, people don't understand it until someone
dies.
Dies from it. Like, it's not a joke. Like, I feel like surviving it, yeah. I feel like I'm in Jamaica. Like, even that's that. I was Jamaican for saying surviving it. I had it in it. But it's like, I feel like having it, yeah, that's just made me realise, like, I'm lucky that none of my family members or myself died from it, because people actually died from it, do you know what I mean? And we had it for a cool, basically the whole January, but at the same time, there's some people that, they have it for a short period of time,
yeah,
do you know what I mean?
I know someone that's died as well. Like, there's one of my old neighbors. He was even like, he wasn't an unhealthy guy. He didn't have an unhealthy diet. He was a normal person. Caught Corona, and obviously it hit him harder than what's it called, other people, yeah. And like, it's not with us because of Corona. But people, it happened quick as well. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not just like a little thing where people are like,
yeah.
Oh, there's people that are paranoid to catch Corona, getting onto you about a mask, or whatever. Most likely they haven't caught it or whatever, or they don't want to get to someone that they know will be weak or beat with it. Mm. It's liable catching bodies. Like,
yeah.
Corona's. Listen to the news, like people are saying, oh, but it's only 1 in 1,000 or something like that, people that die from it or something like that. Like, I've heard someone say that and it annoyed me.
Yeah.
Because I think on the news it said, I want to be drastic on the number, I think either said something like 1,000 or something, or it was either 1,000 or 10,000 or something like that around. It had, all I know is that it had 1 and then 0, but it was over 1,000,
mm.
something like that. But mm-hmm. It was like the count of people dying each day.
Yeah, yeah.
If you listen to the people dying each day or research people dying each day, you'll be thinking, "Rah, man,
yeah.
That's one of everyone, but that's how many it is."
Yeah,
that's right. That's why the government. That's why the government can't just
open it up.
Everyone go out and be like, "Oh, if you catch it, you catch it," or whatever. Like,
yeah.
The death toll's mad. Yeah. UK's got the highest.
Yeah,
like, basically the highest in the world.
Yeah,
the death toll.
It's even embarrassing. Cause we're not even. You know what I mean? We're not even underdeveloped. Like, you know we're like, we're one of them countries, yeah, like, you know, if we use what we have properly, we'll be somewhere. But look who's running the country.
Mm.
You get it? Like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, it's not making sense. Furthermore, last year, do you know what I hate about the situation? When it was controllable, we were, like, the government were this, like, you know, how can I say it? You know when it was minimal, wasn't it? We had the opportunity to do stuff and they were waiting for time. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And now look, it's like, fam, that they don't know what to do. Like, it's just like, fam, that's what makes it worse. It's the fact that we had a chance, do you know what I mean, to actually do something.
In my eyes, Corona could have been so minimal. Like, look at America, all these other places, different. Like Dubai. Cool, Corona's still around, but it's not. Mm. It's not like bullying everyone.
Mm.
If that makes sense, like, them not went serious from day one.
Yeah,
and then look at them now. Like, these are have parties. Cool, they're wearing a mask, but they're actually having hosted parties or whatever. Bars are open.
You're even saying Dubai and America. Look back home in the Caribbean and literally, Africa.
Them on beach is cooling.
You know.
Them not all calm because them not didn't waste time. Exactly, this, you know what I mean. They didn't
I was gonna say what Joel just said, fam. Like, I think we've lost, like, what's the word I'm looking for? We lost, like, perspective of how important one life is. Now, when you look on the TV and you see that bloody, like, 1,000 people have died, yeah, like, especially throughout this whole COVID thing, like, you think, raw, like, okay, that's calm, that's good. Okay, only 900 people have died now. We think that's a good thing, but that's still like 900 lives that's lost to this one virus, bro. And the reason why the government is so stupid, yeah. And I found my hate. You see, Boris, yeah, despises geezer. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I remember when he did, there's so many things that he's done wrong. Like, even when he did the thing about our eat out, help out thing, and then he tried to blame us youngers, for going out and eating out because that's what he told us to do, you know. And then him,
I went to duff him, fam. Through the vice,
and even, what's his name? Him, I'm Boris him. Johnson, Gavin Williams, the little, what we call, education minister, who sent children to school for one day and said, all right, cool, we made a mistake, and sent them back home the next day. Fam, bare people caught Corona just because of that one little mistake. And all they can do is say, well, we were looking at the research, and shut up. I'm tired of hearing science.
That's common sense as well. Like, okay. Why are you going to send kids that have just been like, wipe their nose on other kids?
And they're all mixing, like, from different households. Like, all mixing from different households.
Literally, and then taking whatever back to their own household.
Fam, no, it was a Corona link up.
And I feel like as well, yeah, like this deep in it as literally. Well. Like, just deep in it. You can like, you see with kids, yeah, I'm talking about not even like year 30, I'm talking about like year 8, yeah. No matter how long you do this mask thing, fam, you don't get on bus together at break time together. Do you know what I mean?
It's not a joke. Corona licks its lips, you know, when it's in schools and whatever. even uni, I feel like Corona, I'm in uni now. Whatever, just because I'm in like the sea where my uni is, I feel like Corona's just licking its lips.
It's waiting for you to come out.
I'm so paroled. Like, I'm actually paroled. As soon as I step through my door, I have a master.
Fam, I was about to make a mad joke, but I'll say it after. That's what I'm going to say.
Even and then I got told master.
No, I was going to say a mad joke. No, I can't.
No, go on, John.
Oh, God.
No, I was going to say, no, what's Corona is like no. R. Kelly or flipping pandemics, bro. He's just away from the children.
Boy.
Just like that.
Man, why is it going to be Corona, man? I'm dying. Whenever I'm on a podcast with you, like, as soon as Corona gets to, there's so much to speak about with Corona, that like, as soon as it gets brought up, like...
I hate it. And do you know what I hate about it for the kids as well, yeah? It's like, I don't think people understand it, like... Even my little brother that had it in it, when he had it, Macaulay, I can't say the word in it. You know, the one where you don't have the, you know, the one where you have it, you don't carry the symptoms.
Oh,
beginning with the A.
Boy.
Is it asymptomatic?
Let's go with that.
What is it?
I don't know the word.
Cool. All right. Yeah. All right. So basically, for example, you're forgetting that these kids here that are going to school, they probably have it, but they have no symptoms.
Yeah.
But they're spreading it everywhere. Do you know what I mean? To the teachers and the teachers. That family, like, what even made them think that going back to school, do you know what I mean? Like, I'd understand, yeah, the adults going to work. Obviously, I'm not saying that.
Adults are adults, man. They can carry them.
Little kids barging everywhere, running in the corridor, lesson.
Fam.
We were in school, so we know about that. Do you know what I mean? So
it's
getting on the bus back home.
Fam, like, I've done said it, like, you know, I think after all this is said and done, yeah, like, we've gotten through that Corona. I really think there needs to be, like, an investigation into, like, all the little things that these are fucked up on. Because, like, if you're working in, like, a normal job, yeah, and you're making so many mistakes, your boss would come for you. Like, if you're working in, like, the investment banking environment, whatever, and you're doing some insider trading or you're making some mistakes, bruv, you're going to prison quick. So see Boris, yeah. Woo, I want this guy. I want him. Him, Matt
is
Hancock.
Fam, remember that time in economics?
The black guy.
In economics, James was like the hub.
Yeah,
the black guy for
I think it was UBS. So.
What company was it? It was that fam. He done.
Yeah, he went jail still.
Was he go jail for it? What happened to him?
The Nigerian guy.
I think. Oh, was he Nigerian? Ghanaian.
No, it was Ghanaian.
Yeah, it's Ghanaian. So he went.
What is his real name?
I forgot what he went jail for. I think he was doing that.
What did he do? I don't think he was insider trading.
Was some sort of, no. He traded something.
Oh yeah.
He did a gamble, and it didn't go his way. But if it went his way, yeah, he would have been a hero. But because it didn't, he got deported.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, bro.
The same energy needs to be applied to Boris. Like, we need to really look at what he's done, and if there's been like a massive mistake, yeah, flipping Gavin guy. Williamson, flipping what's his name?
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about when you say Matt Hancock, that guy.
Yeah, health secretary.
The health secretary.
I wanna. He looks like he has such a punchable face, bro. But anyway, is he him? Matt, Boris, Gavin, fitting Pretty Patel. All them pricks, yeah, can get it. All of them.
I don't know what that's all. She's actually.
You know what Todd basically just
said? All of them. Honestly,
all of them. They're all comparable, guys.
Ugh.
Nah, it's true though.
Honestly, flipping hit them. Yeah. Like, I actually can't believe it. Like, and I don't know about you guys, yeah. Obviously, because just to wrap this up, yeah. I don't know about you lot, but you know, there's certain days, yeah, when I wake up,
yeah,
and I feel like I'm in a game. Like, I know it sounds dumb,
yeah.
But there's certain days
that
doesn't feel like it's real.
So, like, it's those days where it's
exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
I feel like I'm respawning.
I'm literally living in Sims, fam.
I'm just respawning.
Literally level the same level again. Literally. And again. And
literally.
Again.
Wait. Waking up. What did I do?
It's real, bro. I'll be sitting down in front of my laptop with my lectures thinking, like, what is day, bro? I was breaking down. Not too much, but I was just like, I was looking outside my window. I was thinking, what the... Like, what's going on? Like,
what is happening?
I'm
I saw this bird yesterday. Like, that. trying to look for any excuse,
mate.
There.
It's rough.
It's like, fam, I've got like an assignment where it's a group task due next week, and nobody knows how can you do a task? Right. What is thinking
on? On the note of uni, you know unis mean? Are boring. How can it be this global pandemic and you're talking about group work? I'm so rattled. I've got group work due on Friday and it's like, it's actually a pandemic talking about group work. We have to do our own work on team and know what's happening.
Fam, like one of the girls in my group, no lie, she's in China, bro. I'm like, yo, she's talking to me. Yeah, it's midnight. I'm like, if I'm doing work at midnight for uni, bro, I'm sleeping. Do you know what I mean? I'm right, respectfully, I'm sleeping.
Yeah. But Taj, what I have to do.
Taj, though. Basically, Taj, I want you to have this special moment since it's your last night being 19 years old. So.
Oh my god, I didn't even deep it. You don't have. Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
going to be 20. Crikey.
Two-day
difference. Taj, both of let's let the
I don't even know. I don't even know what they say. I know they say belated after, but I don't know what they say before. Oh well.
It has to be pre.
Let's let pre birthday boy end the episode for us.
Pressure. Saying that. Do you know what is I suppose the main thing that we were speaking about before was just the whole 9 to 5 thing. Bruv, I say this, just to end it off. Find what you love, what you enjoy doing. And there shouldn't be a time scale when you decide to find, you know, your passion. Because, bruv, some people find their passion when they're like 45. You know, just be on that journey to find what you enjoy doing. And then once you find it, just go all out. I don't care if it's a 9 to 5. It could be an entrepreneurial position or whatever. Fam, it could be sweeping the road. I don't care. If you enjoy it, go for it.
No cap.
And guys, don't forget to also follow and subscribe to the LTK show, guys. Everything now. They even have visual guys, so don't forget. Taj is part of that.
I saw that as well. When what's it called? When I see Taj's face after he says that, I mean, he looks like Kenya the same reason like Kenya in Conan.
Yeah.
Can I see? No, that cracks me up, man.
Kills me. Anyway, nice always talking to you guys. Bye.
Bad man people, now watch out them stay. I'm a star like the roof inside the rain. I'm too wild and I can't be tamed.